Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
Now it's week 5 of Study Hub, the RTE Radio 1 podcast that aims to give you the tips and tricks to help you do your best in the Leaving Cert. Joining us to preview this week's episode is Study Hub's presenter Maura Fay, who was giving me Shakespearean quotes just before we came on air. What's coming up on Study Hub, Maura?
So this week, Cormac, we're looking at English Paper 2, Chemistry and Home Economics. So kicking off with English Paper 2, this is the exam where you have to know your Shakespeare, which I vaguely remember a little bit.
I clearly do.
Your comparative text and, of course, poetry. Clodagh Havel is an English teacher with the Institute of Education. She joined me and I asked her that all-important question, what poets are likely to come up this year?
Well, this year, actually, it's very simple because there are 5 poets coming up and would you believe there are 4 women and 4 men. Happy days. So, gun to my head again, you could actually go in just knowing the women. Or you could actually go in just knowing the men, okay, and you are guaranteed a question. But it's easier now to say what I don't think is going to come up because of the 5 out of 8. I think Tracy K. Smith is a banker, by the way. I think she's a banker, and I think Hopkins and Boland are bankers. Who I'm less expecting, wait, you see the 3 of them will come up, who I'm not really seeing Platt, I'm not really seeing Eliot, and I'm not really seeing Mahon. And if they do show up, I apologise in anticipation.
I never liked Platt. She was far too depressing. So, OK, the unseen poetry question, talk to me about that, because that's, you're seeing this poem for the first time and you're not fully sure what it's about. How do I approach it?
Okay, so my tip there is very, very simple. You have studied 48 other poems that in the last 2 years. You have studied, on average, 6 poems per poet. So with that, you bring that knowledge to the unseen and look for about 5 techniques. Spot the personification, spot the metaphor, spot the ambiguous title, spot the run-on line, spot whatever it is that you've done in all the other poems. And through that, you will eventually get in the region of 200 words out of that.
Oh, that's really good advice from Clodagh Havel. And for those who are in chemistry, Maura, for the Leaving Cert, any tips?
So, Cormac, this is actually my favourite subject for the Leaving Cert. Now, it's funny, I can remember my Macbeth quotes, but I was reading back over last year's exam paper earlier and I realised that I now remember none of it. Nevertheless, its syllabus isn't as broad as subjects like biology and geography, and students have a good range of questions to choose from. So on the exam paper, you have 11 questions to choose and you have to answer 8 of those. I asked chemistry teacher Enda Dowd how students should approach choosing what questions to answer.
When it comes down to picking your 8 questions from your 11, again, some of the students, they get flustered because they don't know what questions to pick. But exactly, it comes down to that. Some students are very good at learning some stuff off by heart, and there are questions that tailor to that. So organic chemistry, if you're good at learning stuff off by heart, you'll be quite good at organic chemistry. Atomic chemistry is the same. There's a chapter on water is the same. Whereas other students are more maths minded. And those students should definitely be looking at questions like pH and indicators, acids and bases, stoichiometry. Volumetric analysis has got lots of maths in it. So it depends on where the student's strengths lie in their choice of questions. They should answer their best questions first, so they don't have to answer questions in sequence. They can start with question 11 if they want. Answer their best questions first and get those done, and then they can start look at the questions that they're maybe not so comfortable with.
It's a good strategy from Enda Dowd. Finally, more of the home economics exam. What's the advice here?
So this exam paper is divided into 3 sections, A, B and C. Section A is the short questions. Sandra Cleary from Grinds 360 says that you should actually leave section A until the end of the exam and get stuck into the meatier section B first. You have to answer question one in section B, and then you have 2 more questions to choose from. Then for section C, I asked Sandra how students should approach it.
I keep saying there about reflection of, because home economics is a living subject. We cannot live 1 hour of our day without home economics. And bacteria and food poisoning. You might recall that case of botulism in France during the World Cup.
A lot of people
and
sick,
there's a big thing. So you'd want to watch the 2 of those there for that question. processed food, food additives. I did say I wasn't giving any tips there.
I don't think you're being exactly truthful there. Yeah. But anyway, fine.
They would be there for question three. And then question four is guaranteed to be on what's called the home management section. Budgeting hasn't been asked since 2015. Savings accounts. Again, reflection of what's going on in society. Yeah. Housing. I mean, every day we wake up, we hear about the problem with housing. So trends and housing developments not asked since 2012. Neither have they asked since that year about local authority schemes, you know, for people who are struggling maybe to get on the housing ladder. So things like learning about the HAP payment would be one, or the tenant purchase scheme. So question four, also watch the fridge there or consumer research.
Well done, Sandra Cleary. Now, where can people get Study Hub podcasts, Maura?
So episode 5 is now available wherever you get your podcasts, and it's also on YouTube, and we've lots of clips on TikTok. On next week's Study Hub Cormac, we are discussing Irish Paper 2, History and Physics.
Milish. Maura Fay, thank you very much indeed.